The delegation is, the EU has, as just a matter of the way it transacts its business, is it would have formal delegations with regions and countries all across the world. Obviously now that Britain and the north of Ireland have left the European Union, it meant that the European Parliament needed to have a formal structure between the Westminster Parliament and the European Parliament itself. So this delegation from the European Parliament to Westminster is 35 members from each side, from the House of Commons and the House of Lords, and 35 MEPs. And we're having our first meeting next week, which will be interesting because it'll be taking place relatively soon after we know the results of the elections in the Assembly in the North. I assume its first initial meetings are going to be quite formal in just establishing rules of procedure, identifying what are areas of mutual interest. But obviously, from my point of view as a Sinn Féin MEP, key things for me to be raising are issues post-Brexit, predominantly around the Irish Protocol, and predominantly about ensuring that we find a way to make sure that the voices of the people in the north of Ireland who are now affected by directives and legislation that will be coming out of Brussels are being listened to.
Tell me, Chris, what is happening with the outstanding issues in relation to the Brexit deal and the Northern Ireland Protocol? They haven't gone away, but there are significant issues that still had to be dealt with. Are negotiations happening behind the scenes, or what's going on?
Well, from what I understand is obviously there's a certain amount of backroom discussion. It's still ongoing, but there was an understanding that there would be no formal or open overt talks that would take place during the election period for the Assembly, so that, you know, no actions or activities coming from those talks could be used in any way as, you know, an electioneering slogan or a gimmick or something to be banding around. Because dealing with the protocol is much more important than it just being used as a cheap election gimmick by one or two parties, which has been happening over the last number of weeks. So to that extent, the discussions wouldn't be reported. The outstanding issues that are still being discussed, from what I understand, is similar to what Commissioner Shefcovic articulated in a number of his papers several months ago. The issue of medicines, which we understand is an understanding that can be dealt with in a fairly good manner. There's the issue of SPS. There's the issue of border controls. And then there's the issue that the Commissioner Shefcovic identified, which is something that we think is self-obvious, is the European institutions need to have a mechanism to engage with wider civic society in the north of Ireland. And that could be with the elected representatives, could be with, community and voluntary sector, could be with the business community. But there needs to be that sense of that the community, the wider community in the north of Ireland are being listened to by the EU institutions.
What is your expectation then of what is going to happen with the talks on Brexit once these elections are over?
Well, we would assume that they will begin again and begin, you know, with some earnest to try and resolve those outstanding issues. However, it's always complicated when you're dealing with a Tory government that, you know, has been playing fast and loose in regards to the whole peace process and protecting the Good Friday Agreement, which has been basically the European Union's bottom line in regards to all this, that the Irish Protocol had to be a way of ensuring that there was no border on the island of Ireland. And the EU have got that from day one. But the Tory government seem to, as I said, you know, seem to think that they can act in a cavalier manner. And, you know, they've been, given some aid in this in regards to some unionist parties in the north. So I think what's going to happen is the talks will begin again. However, where they will lead, you know, it depends on the political temperature that's going on within the Tory party at that time. Who knows in the short term how long Boris Johnson will remain as leader of the Tory party. There's a possibility that the likes of Liz Truss may have an eye on that potential leadership role, if it ever comes to be. So there's all those different dynamics that are ongoing at this stage. But the bottom line is this, is, and I'll be saying it loud and clear at this first parliamentary assembly meeting next week, is the protocol, while it's not perfect, it mitigates the damage done by Brexit. And the protocol is not for renegotiation. And the EU has said that consistently. The protocol is the only way that we can move forward. And we need to find a way to make the protocol work